pleased to report that he did reaffirm the government's commitment to the 50 million euro for years 2015 and 2016 and to the project overall. What we've asked the Taoiseach, and indeed Minister Leo Varadkar, Minister for Transport, who was present also, we've asked them to work with the Northern Executive around a timescale for implementation, factoring in obviously this bit of a setback now with the High Court and the need for an environmental assessment. So we welcome that commitment, and it means that we can come back to the people of the Northwest and say the Northern Executive and the Taoiseach, the two governments on the island, are both firmly behind the A5 project.
So the A5 project is still on as far as all politicians are concerned?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a battle that we just cannot afford to lose. If you look at the map of Ireland, you see a motorway and a rail link now connecting Dublin over to Galway, Limerick, Cork, Waterford and up to Belfast. Yet we don't have either a motorway or a rail link connecting Derry and Donegal, 500,000 people to Dublin. So we cannot afford to lose this. We had the setback in the High Court. That's out of our control, but we need to do the environmental impact assessment and then make sure the money and the budget and the implementation plan is lined up. But definitely the project is still online and we're fighting for it.